Okay, good morning, Rabose. Okay, so Bez Hashem, the plan of action this week, we're going to continue for our packet Chavav. And then hopefully next week, starting Monday, a week from today, we'll start Chazar. And then those that will be here during the summer Zman thing, we're going to continue because we didn't finish Hilchos Kavod Vodek Shabbos. There's still a lot to go. You know, so we're going to continue these inyanim of Suda Shabbos, of Kiddush, Bayayin, of Dala, Suda Shabbos, Lacha Mishnah, the things that are, you know, Be'ez Hashem. Okay. So there was one Nekuda of Kiddush Makom Suda that we didn't focus on yet. And that is the Gabe Kavana. We said we'd do the Sefer Ashlama, right? That if you could hear the Kiddush, technically from, in other words, if you're hearing Kiddush in Shul, and you could eat at home, but what? We said if you could, but theoretically, if you would be at home, you'd be able to hear the Kiddush, right? From where it was said, so that's considered the same Makom, which is a Kiddush. Usually we have a concept of Re'ia. Gesund. Ria. Right, and this was very relevant when the different minyanim where people were tziruf from backyards, you know. It was no get to the cage minyan. I mean, because there was a point that not everyone was comfortable to come down to the cage. The cage minyan is almost going to have its first anniversary. We started, what, the beginning of May. That was, when was the day that the governor, the paupers, when did the governor say that the minyanim are mutter? When was that?
For the minyanim to come back?
Yeah.
I was in New Jersey, so we were under different rules, so I don't remember.
Oh. But the governor came, it was, I'll tell you exactly, it was the week of Parshas Bamidbar. Meaning that Shabbos was Parshas Bamidbar. So that's when the governor said you could have it, so that's when the Aguda permitted it, and the OU still had this thing of 2 more weeks. So therefore, they didn't start till after Shavuos. But with those that followed, and the Aguda, the cage minion opened following when it was allowed by the governor, and that was that week of Parshas Bamidbar. So the first Shabbos was Parshas Bamidbar, and not ever. So there was somebody used to daven upstairs, like 3 flights upstairs, and we could see him, he could see us, but he wasn't ready to come down yet. But Baruch Hashem, we always had 10 without him. But we were always a discussion if we would only have had 9, would he be able to be mitzaref because he's in a different. Rishus, so that was a whole. I made a packet on that whole discussion. Okay, so the Tosis in Arif Sachem and Kufa Bebeis has a discussion of the Das. On the Tosis Yidei Kiddush Yotzu. In other words, say in some shuls, the rabbi will make kiddush in the shul, and then people will go to the social hall afterwards. Because he's afraid that if the rabbi is afraid that if he doesn't, then people, till he gets down, he's not going to be the first with people stop him and this, so then people will start eating without kiddush. So this way, everyone heard kiddush in shul, and then they go down. But it's not Makom Suda. So the question is, but if you hold that the das, you have das to eat in a different place, so then that's considered the same. So if you have das to eat downstairs and you're in the same building, so then that could be a tziruf. That's what Tosis writes over here. that Chaim Tosin begins to start from the Chaim should die to lechol v'machom acher yochol hotzi as a ochel p'sham. Did who have a mock of Suda? Das is mitzvah in the same place. Oh, so that you want to see that inside. Second. So that could be mitzvah if it's in the same building. Let's see, where is that brought in Shulchan Aruch? Let's take a look on page 10. In Kiddush, El Makom Suda, Mubayis Echad Mipinu Tinnu Chashav Makom Acher. Shim Kiddush Lechol B'Pina Zuv V'Nimlach Lechol B'Pina Acheres. In other words, if you have a very big room and you're eating, you make Kiddush on one side of the room and you're eating on the other side of the room, feel the Trach L'Gadol Ein L'Trach L'Achzul L'Kaddush. Fish omen should call Sharo and Macoma feeling we buy some hot soil in the Turk Lachs of Kayish omen should keep this mock mechan al das lechel, the mockum acher shaper dummy. So that's the so that's what we're saying over here. Yesh omrim.
But he doesn't specify a certain distance. Like,
right. Fusha Yushneh becomes Vice Echad.
Oh, okay,
you're right. He quotes that from Toysis. That has to be in the same Vice Echad. Come on, Mecheder Mecheder. It's from one room to another room. In other words, it has to be in the same building. So that's the heter that those rabbanim that use this heter of making kiddush in the shul and eating out, you know, in the social hall because they have a noin. So that's the so it's a yesh omrim in the Shulchan Aruch.
Rabbi,
Yehuda,
do you have to be able to have heard the kiddush from the other room?
No. So meaning this is not based on the hashlama. The hashlama said that as long as you would be able to technically have heard the kiddush, but here if you would be. If the rabbi is in the main sanctuary, anyone in the social hall would not be able to hear the kiddush. So it's not based on the hashlama. In other words, it wouldn't work. It wouldn't be worse than the hashlama. So this is time that you had in mind. This is also relevant for shinui makom for bracha, right? That if you have in mind to you make a bracha in one part of your house and you have in mind to you're going to move to another part of the house, there is so then if you so Tosfos discusses that could be working. according to that shita, that maybe that could work as well. So the halacha discusses that. But that's it, even if you can't see or hear in the other place that you're going to. In other words, the rabbi is making kiddush in the main sanctuary after davening, then they're going to go downstairs to the social hall, and you can't see from the social hall to the main sanctuary, and you can't even hear. Yet it's still good, because since he had das, everyone had das to eat there, so the das considers it one makom. Since he had das to go there, it's considered one makom.
Do you have to have like food? And like in the
food where?
In the shul to like make them his own card, right?
No.
No?
No.
So you can talk in between.
Right. In other words, the rabbi is going to have the kiddush. He's going to drink the cup of our prayer often. But not even, but he's not even going to eat till he gets downstairs.
Right, but people don't have like. They don't even have like a little bit of.
They're not even going to even have a little bit of grape juice. Nothing. Zero. Zilcho. Zilcho. Right. Okay.
So what would happen to show like down, like they just have like little kiddush cups, like people can.
Well, it's a kiddush, you know, they have for the kids Friday night.
Right. Yeah. The
but that's to drink from the cups. But they're not even giving out shot glasses to anybody, because this is just based on this shita that the das makes it into one makom, and that, and it, the das can only work within one building. So the same question also, like if you're eating eating ice cream, and then you have to go to a different room, or you want to continue eating the ice cream, and you eat a little here and there. So, and you can't see from one room to the other necessarily. So then it might be a shiloh of shinei makom. But you have to. But if you're gonna go to, but since you had das, you're gonna maybe move around, and that could be okay. But once you go outside and you come back, then so if you say, for example, say you had a rabbi make kiddush in the sanctuary, and they're gonna eat in the social. Like for example, I'll give you an example. Breuer's, you know Breuer's, Bennett Avenue. You have to go there. You should come with me sometimes. The Breuer's, so you know what they have? They have the shul. And then across the street is the social hall. It's not, the social hall is not in the same building. It's across the street. In fact, in the old days, they don't do this so much anymore, people used to get married in the shul, and they would have suda across the street in the social hall. That was, you know, a Breuer was, that was his mishpacha, they did that. It was the Breuer was the old Yekeshim and Hagim. And the old Yekeshim and Hagim was they got married in shul. And in Hungary, oh God, the Rabbanim said, if you get married in shul, that's usser, gomer.
What's the issue?
The issue is, should I speak about this? Maybe I have to. B'choseim lo seleichu. You follow in Goyishe practices. B'choseim lo seleichu. Don't get married in shul.
Goyishe people have meals after the
don't get married in shul, because the Goyim get married in the church, so you can't get married in shul. But that used to be an old minhag to get married in shul. Maril, you know, Reb David Lifshitz, who he wasn't even a Hungarian rav from David Lifshitz, right? He was a suvalk, whatever. He wasn't hungry. And Reb David Lifshitz followed the shita that anyone getting married in shul, he would not come to the wedding. Because he held, you don't realize how chomer this issue was. You know, because you're living post. You guys are living, I'm also living post, but you see what was written at the time. Right, Rav Harari? It was considered one of the.
I think because he didn't know it was in the shul. He was on his way to a wedding.
Oh, Rav David Lifshitz.
Yeah.
He was on the way to the wedding, and what happened?
They told him it was in a shul. He didn't realize it was in a shul or something.
Yeah, so what happened?
Yeah, I think he did it because it was, he had no choice. I mean, it was Masadik Kedushin.
Yeah, but normally he would never be Masadik Kedushin in a shul.
No, he wouldn't.
He wouldn't come.
What about the social hall of the shul? Is that the same thing?
No, if you had the wedding in the social hall of the shul, that's okay. But usually most weddings in the shul take place in the sanctuary.
What's the plan? It's like going?
And that was considered, I'm saying, all the rabbanim signed off against it. And it was a tremendous dover chomer. And basically, Rav Moshe Feinstein in America, he came out with a tshuva that it's okay. And so he bucked the trend of hundreds of years. That's why the Hungarian Rabbanim had trouble with Rav Moshe at the beginning. They didn't know where he was coming from. They didn't know who is this man who's arguing with with all Hungarian tradition. One person told me, his father's Hungarian Rav, they even thought that maybe this person has a ghostwriter, right? You know, they didn't even know who he was, that maybe, you know, who is he that's going to argue with the tradition of so many generations? And then they finally got to know who he was, but it was still a chiddush.
What was
the smart line? So one second. So the question is, so what's the pshat? How do you, so why isn't it, so the so someone is say, well, first of all, why is it b'chukos ha'vosamecho? So there's a tshuva. Who's the one of the biggest gedolim in Hungary was who?
The Chasam
Sofer. What?
Chasam Sofer.
Yeah, okay. Let's talk now about the Mahari Asad. Of Yehuda Asad. Charles and Shuvah's Yehuda Yala. So he says like this, you know, it says in the time, it says in the Chumash that the Avos, right, in the time of the Avos, they would bring Korbanos, what? On a Matseva. Matseva is one stone. Mizbeach is many stones. So where does the pasuk says that you shouldn't lo sakim lucha matzeva asher sonei Hashem alakecha? Pasuk says. So Rashi says, well, but the others did it. He says even though the others did it, but since the goyim started doing it, we have to stop doing it.
So instrumentation.
So one second. So that's the vort. That's the vort that. He says like this, if the goyim start putting on tefillin and shaking lulavs, we will still put on tefillin and shake lulavs, because they can't take away our mitzvahs. But if they do something as a religious practice that it's not a chova for us to do, but now they're putting it as part of their religion, then we have to give it up. So that was the vort. That the Avos, they had a hanhaga that they brought a korban on one stone, on a matseva. But then the Goyim started doing it, so when we have to stop only on a mizbeach, which is multiple stones. So Rav Moshe said, well, we're just doing it, you know, we're not doing it in there. He said, if we were doing it in the church, then we're only doing it for a room. So he mounted it. But that was a very major, major, major chiddush. So in America, since Rav Moshe was the Gadol Hador in America, so b'meila it became like accepted in those communities. But still, the people who still had the Hungarian traditions. And it's interesting, even though Rav David Lifshitz was not a Hungarian Rav, so it must have been that this idea spread through other parts of Europe as well. Because Rav David was a Rav in Europe. In other words, You didn't have that. He was a real rav in a European community.
Suvalk.
What about, like, you know, priests where they have coverings and rabbis still wear they have coverings? So, like, I mean, I just, how do we distinguish what yes, what not?
Right. So, Mr. Chairman, we'll give a shear. Maybe I'll give a shear on it. So you could. It's this week's parsha. Achmei Mos. Chukosei Mos Eleku. So, but that was, in Breuer's, they still kept that old minhag. The old minhag was to do it in shul. That was the minhag of the Maril. So that's what they used to do. They used to have the chuppah in the shul, and then they would go across the street and have the, They'd have the suda. And people, as with people who have a fancier wedding, you know what they did? They had the meal, I heard from somebody, they would have the meal in Mount Sinai. That was considered you having a fancier wedding. You hear that, Farrar? Yeah, someone told me this. You have the meal at a fancier in Mount. You wanted to have a fancy wedding, so then you had the suit in Mount Sinai, not in 90 Bennett.
90 Bennett.
90 Bennett is the social hall across the street. But what Nogel and Yenenu is if a person wants to make kiddush in the shul of Breuer's and then have the kiddush across the street, that wouldn't work because that's a separate building. It's not like most shuls where the social hall is in the same building. Breuer's has the social hall across the street. But I think it's a good idea. You could save a lot of money on chasinas, right, Ferrari? You can have the meal. I remember somebody was going to have a wedding. I wasn't going to be able to go for some reason. And there was a tremendous hurricane, big storm. And they ended up having it in Mount Sinai, so I think I was able to go.
The Lubavitch, they do that. The Lubavitch, they do that.
What? Well, the Lubavitch. They have the chuppah in the right outside 770, and then they go to a place to have the suda.
They go to a hall.
Yeah. Yeah, that's not, yeah. But here, they have the regular suda, the regular, you know, in Breuer's, they'll have the kiddush on Shabbos across the street, but they can't make kiddush in the shul, because even with das, it's not going to help, because das only helps within the same, just like kiddush mums kum suda, das only helps in the same place, so to over here.
It's okay, they're all very well disciplined, so no one will eat before the rav anyway.
Oh. You see? So that's the... there is a discussion if you leave the house and you come back in right away. So some say that's a shinei makom. So you're eating ice cream, and then the mailman comes. So you went outside to speak to the mailman, and you come back in. So some hold that's a shinei makom. Because if you're having a bread meal, then there's no dim shinei makom. But if it's only it's a shahako or something like that, there's shinei makom. But I think Rav Yaakov Emden says if it's just a very short break, then it's okay even if you leave the. Yeah, so that's the, and if you look in the, okay, so now let's take a look. in the other poskim regarding this issue. So the next discussion is if you could see. If you could see from one place to the other. So then maybe that's a different halacha. Now, again, see, the reason I made this packet is we did the din of the Sefer Shlomo about if you could hear. Right? If you live, say, next door to the shul, and when they make Kiddush in the shul, you could hear, you would be able to hear from your house. So then you could eat, you don't have to eat in the shul. You could eat in your house, because that's considered one makom. So that's a big kiddush. But seeing, normally, we have a halach of seeing, that seeing is considered makom echad. You know, that's a big question in Hilchas Eiruvin, you know. Like if you have walls. So, how big could a wall incorporate? Say I put a wall, I would build a wall, like Trump, right? You want to build a wall, right? So what if I would build a wall around the whole United States? What do you think of that, Avigdor? It will include Pittsburgh also. And Milwaukee.
Oh, United.
And we'll build a wall around the whole United States. So does the whole United States become a Rishus Yachid?
Better
600,000
people inside.
Much more than 600,000 people inside. So the Rishonim say that you have to roa atzmo b'tocha mechitza. In other words, after a while, a mechitza expires. In other words, if it's too big of an area that the mechitza is encompassing, and you don't feel your, or you can't even see it, then after a while, it doesn't count anymore. And then the whole discussion about how far could the mechitza be. But there's a concept of roa atzmo b'tocha mechitza, that ria is meaningful, because if you see something, then you could starve yourself.
No one really sees the air. If you tell people, you go to...
Right, you usually don't see the air. You don't even know where the air is. But that's only because you don't know where it is.
That's an issue.
Well, maybe so. Take people to the borders and say, point to the air. I think most people will be able to find
them. They can't find them because they don't know where it is. If they know where it is. You know, in Washington Heights, when Rabbi Ben-Zion Vosner was involved in the Erev, so he put up a yellow string. He said, a yellow string. So this way, a yellow string you could see much easier than a little fishing rod.
But,
so he put a yellow string up.
The Dominicans never took it down? Like they never...
I guess not. Put up a yellow string.
What about the seawall around Manhattan?
I went on the famous boat ride around Manhattan to see... Because so, yeah, and Rabbi Mintz and Rabbi Schmidman, we took a one Sunday morning, we took a boat around Manhattan, because one of the heterim that originally people were relying on Manhattan Eruv was that there was a wall around Manhattan, a seawall around Manhattan. So we took a boat ride to see it. So I can't say, the boat ride was many years ago. This was probably in the 80s we took this boat ride.
That was a fine
area. I mean, look, the Manhattan area is a whole... I don't want to get involved in all the ins and outs.
Nobody doesn't want to be on public record.
Yeah, so... But there was a wall there. So the question is, does that wall count to make it to take away at least the Siddharaisa? So that's a whole discussion. But first we had to see if the wall was there. Because they put it, there was a wall there, because they, you know, on the island. Some say there's a wall around Brooklyn. You know, Yeah. All these walls. And then the question is, but maybe it should make a difference, because maybe if there's, like Rabbi Tuckman once said, Rabbi Ruhi Zweinstein said from his father, Rabbi Moshe, Rabbi Moshe, it doesn't matter if it's a wall, but there's a Reshus HaRabim inside. In other words, that's the word of the Rashba, the Avodas HaKadosh. If you have a Reshus HaRabim, and it's a public thing, so it doesn't matter that there's a wall outside. Because the whole point of a wall, like this building, it has a wall so people can't come in. But if we have Reshus 600,000 people here in the building, that would be, you know what I mean? So that's a whole discussion. But the concept of Riya being a tzirif, that if you could see something, that you're considered connected. So that's the same question about Kiddush Makom Suda. Maybe if there's a Riya, then it should be okay. Yeah. So you want to see, let's look in the Ritz Geis. Okay? On page 6 and 7. That's the Sefer Shari Simcha from the Ritz Geis. It's a Rishon. It's called Mea Sha'arim on page 7. Omar Marav Sar Sholom. L'kadish babayis v'lotzeis l'chotzer l'sod shom. Say you're making Kiddush in the house and then you have a backyard and you want to eat there. Imroa et mekomo harishon muter. As long as you can see, you're in the place where you made the kiddush, so it's considered one area. If you're sitting in the chutzah, you could see where you made kiddush. Nasa kemalkom echad, inu doma mipina lupina. Pimeinu ras mekom nasa kemipina lupina vaser. Tachi amar gor heichad the kayosi bechutzah v'kachazi porta denuhura shraga the ikam beveisa. So as you're sitting in the chutzah and you could see the light in the house. That it's considered one place. Below Afshar Kagon also Hevla Li Visivahu Duchta Vulkadish Kiheta the Common Lady Sukha Rav Shavil Lar Acha Bardala the Migdom Bar Mitatum Shum Sirkhre Magam Gabinir Shal Shav the Afshar Lele Mesa Bahadi Shraga Lukadushi Mitzvah Mukhar Below Afshar Lai Mishum Havla Yosef Chotzi Kadish Lissam Koshiki Dia Hevish Shraga the Oris Gomer Mikhan Yer Kalsha Dov Kalsha Afshar Lel Kadish Mokham Okay, but the key is Mizmanshim Mitzdarfin Roim Elu as Elu. Then it's considered a one tzirif.
One person in one room sees another person eating in another room.
Oh, so the Rav Harar is asking, does everyone have to see? So look in the Shoram. Look in page 11. Shoram mekomo afil der chalon afil roa miktsas mekomo In other words, you know, this mikvah is good enough. In mikvah, Rav Meir lo aseilu. Kuf Tzadi Hay. Hilchos Zimun. It's page 13. Shnei Rosh Ochel Zvaitzecho, Shnei Bevadim. Mikvah. Well, you don't need everyone to see everyone else. As long as some people can see some people, it's good enough.
Even one person seeing one person?
Yeah. Hashus. Yeah.
Does he have to see him eating? What,
do
you have to see him eating, or you have to see him...
No, he doesn't have to see him eating. He just has to see him. He doesn't see him eating.
This happened to me last week at the Shevabrach, one of my nieces, Shevabrach.
Yeah, yeah, Ferrari's niece got married last week here in Toronto.
Mazel
tov. Mazel tov. Yeah, so what happened?
What happened was, because of COVID, we were sitting in separate rooms, and where I was sitting, I only saw, from the main room, I only saw one person. I was sitting in the kitchen, and I was looking at the living room. I only saw one person at the table.
How many people were there?
Maybe 13, 14.
And you and most of the people were in the dining room.
Yeah, it was like seven people in the dining room and five people in the kitchen.
And you could see some of the people. Some of the people.
I got from where I was sitting. I could only see one person in the.
But that one person could see the other people.
Yeah,
so once you could see one person, then you're a Mitzurif. To that one person,
right.
And then if that one person can see everyone else, then it's one thing. But it's one thing. So it was good. Yes, Shabbat breakfast was good. One person could see. Right, you don't need everyone to see everyone else. As long as, but you see that's the ikat sirif is rear. In other words, the chiddush that we saw the sefer Shlomo is even shmiya. That's a bigger chiddush. Rear is the ikat sirif. You have that by Agus also. You know. And then there's also a din of Yediyah Kariyah. Be'ez Hashem, next year we're going to be doing, I always have the shir do a halach l'maisalim. We're going to be doing Masech Davar Zara, Be'ez Hashem, and Hilchas, Chalavakum, and things like that. L'maisa.
Interesting.
Yeah. And so, so there's a din that Rav Moshe Paskin, that was another cooler. Rav Moshe made these big coolers in America. You know, and if it wasn't of his stature,
Rabbi, there's a lot of like, where I was in Chabad, like
yeah, kind of grape juice.
Yeah, but I can tell you things if we shut the. See, a lot of this is a day of shutting the recorder. And I can tell, yeah.
Is that the recorder again?
Yeah.